Now about halfway through the Florida legislative session, one bill already headed to the governor is welcome news for Florida farmers and ranchers, most of whom employ many types of vehicles to keep food production moving. Representative Jim Boyd from the Bradenton-Sarasota area chairs the State Affairs Committee in the House, which oversees the House Agriculture Subcommittee. He says the vehicle registration fee rollback is a good thing for agriculture.
Yeah, I mean, overall $400 million to the state of Florida, or to residents of the state of Florida, ag's a big component of that, so I think it'll be a tremendous savings for our friends in the agricultural community.
Give us a quick outline of what that bill means.
Well, it means, I think, less money, you know, for fees and taxes, and gives farmers an opportunity to invest more in their crops and more in the what they provide for Florida and for Floridians and actually for people across the world. So I think it's a good thing.
Boyd reminds Floridians, too, of the importance of a food production industry in Florida that many, sometimes often, take for granted.
Agriculture is huge in Florida, as you know, and it's something that rivals first or second place every year in our economy. So anything we can do to help our farmers and our friends in ag spend more of their money on the things that matter to them, I think it's good for everybody.
Meanwhile, as the industry awaits the news when Governor Scott signs the bill into law, and that is expected considering his push to lower taxes and fees on business this year, one consideration for agriculturalists looking to renew tags this year is to remember the law won't take effect until September 1st. So if you do have to renew some tags before that date, it may be prudent to just do so for 1 year instead of taking the 2-year option, since again, the rollback, once signed into law, will not become effective until September of this year. In Tallahassee for Southeast AgNet, I'm Gary Cooper.